A very good day to you. Welcome to TEM Podcast. My name is Apostle Timmy Evans, the Senior Pastor of Grace Grand Christian Center, Accra, Ghana. You have come to the hub of spiritual upliftment, where your spirit and your soul will be lifted with undiluted Word of God and spirit-filled worship. Continue to listen to enjoy today's episode. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ancient of Days, I want to thank you this morning. I bless your holy name. I give you all the glory, give you all the praises, because there is none like you. You are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords, you are the Ancient of Days. Be thou exalted, be thou exalted, be thou exalted, be thou exalted. Thank him for the privilege he has given to you to see yet another day. Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate you. We lift you up. 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 We declare that you are God. We declare that your faithfulness and your mercy endure it forever. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Open with me to the book of Psalm 121. We are going to read Psalm 121 from verse 1 to 8. Psalm 121. Open your Bible to that place. The mighty name of Jesus. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, say, O God, I give you thanks for the help that you are sending into my life today. O God, I give you thanks for the help and the favor that you are sending into my life today. I appreciate you for the help that you are sending into my life today. I appreciate you for the favor that you are releasing into my life today. Give him thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to confess your sins this morning. Any sin whatsoever that will obstruct your prayer this morning, say, Lord, as I ask you to forgive me, Lord, pour the blood of Jesus upon me. And let it cleanse me in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Say, I take authority over every serpent and scorpions. I take authority over every serpent and scorpions. The arrows that fly by day, the arrows that fly by night, the pestilence that lurks at noonday, at midnight, I stand against them by the power in the blood of Jesus. Take authority over every spirit of infirmity. I take authority against serpentine spirit. Every serpent assigned against my life today, I command it to die. I kill every demonic serpent assigned against my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray with me this morning. I stand upon the authority of the Word of God, and I begin to kill every serpent of poverty. I kill every serpent of lack. I kill every serpent of delay in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I kill every serpent of failure in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray in the name that is above all names. In the name of Jesus, every demonic power assigned against my life, be wasted, be wasted, be wasted by fire. Be wasted by fire, be wasted by fire, be wasted by fire, be wasted by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, say, O God, my Father, I need help in my life. Send me helper, send me helper, send me helper today in the name of Jesus. Father, send me helper today in the name of Jesus. Father, send me helper today in the name of Jesus. Oh God, open the doors of favor for me today. And let helper begin to pour in. Let helpers begin to pour in. In the precious name of Jesus, I command every power that has been assigned to turn away my helpers, every powers that has been assigned to turn away my helpers, I command them to fail. I command them to fail. I command them to fail. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command them to fail. Powers assigned to turn my helpers away from me, I command them to fail. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I command them to fail. In the name of Jesus, say all my accumulated blessing that the powers of the enemies are sitting upon, I unseat them. I possess my blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. All my accumulated blessings, my accumulated promotion, my accumulated breakthroughs that the powers of the enemy, that the serpent is sitting upon, I unseat the serpent, cut off its head, and I possess my blessing. I unseat the serpent, I cut off its head, and I possess my blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. All my accumulated favor, all my accumulated blessing, I possess them now in the name of Jesus. I possess all my accumulated blessing. I possess all my accumulated favor. I possess all my accumulated promotion. Any power of serpentine spirit that is sitting upon my breakthrough, be unseated by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Any power that has caged my helpers, any power that has caged my helpers, I break the cage now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break the cage. I break the cage. I break the cage of the enemy. I break the cage of the enemy. I break the cage now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break the cage now. And I command my helpers to be released. Be released to meet me. My helpers, be released to meet me. My helpers, be released to help me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break the cage of the enemy. I break the cage of the enemy. The cage of the enemy that is holding my helper. Every demonic cage that is holding my helper. Release my helpers by fire. Release my helpers by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lastly, you are going to pray that I declare this morning that every power that is creating chains of unsolvable problems, chains of unimaginable problems, chains of problems without solution for my helpers, oh God, arise, begin to destroy those powers. I 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 destroy those powers. Powers that are creating chains of unsolvable problem, chains of unimaginable problems, chains of unapproachable problems for my helpers. Lord, I destroy those powers. I waste those powers. I waste those powers. I waste those powers. If my helpers are currently in any financial difficulty, I release them in the name of Jesus. I release them in the name of Jesus. Anyone that has been assigned to help my destiny, that the enemy is keeping under perpetual bondage, I release them in the name of Jesus. I release them in the name of Jesus. Anyone that will be of use for my destiny, for the fulfillment of God's purpose in my life, that the enemy is caging, I break the cage. I break the cage. I break the cage. I break the cage in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the cage now. Break it, break it, break it, break it, break it, break it. Break that cage now in the mighty name of Jesus. Any cage of darkness that is holding my helpers, be broken. Cage of darkness holding my helpers, be broken. Cage of darkness holding my destiny helpers, be broken. Chains of sickness holding my destiny helpers, be broken. Chains of disappointment and failure holding my destiny helpers, be broken. Chains of delay holding my helpers, be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever power that has been assigned to frustrate the life of my helpers, so that they will not even have the peace of mind, let alone helping me. Let the power of God begin to crush them. Let the power of God begin to crush them. Let the power of God begin to crush those powers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Magado seleba shenteleba sika poria tata da bosha. Librado zike liga barade fosihende lema shanda. Father, empower my spirit to destroy and kill every serpent. In the mighty name of Jesus. Empower my soul to destroy and kill every serpent. Every serpent of demonic oppression. Every serpent of delay. Every serpent of disappointment. Every serpent of failure. I kill them in the name of Jesus. I kill those serpents now in the name of Jesus. I kill those serpents now in the name of Jesus. I kill those serpents now in the name of Jesus. By the power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and they are saved. Father, let your name bring me salvation this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Begin to declare upon yourself today. Say, as I go out today, the blessing of the Lord is upon me. The favor of the Lord is upon me. I am prospering beyond my imagination. Every altar of delay that is set against my life, I tear them down by the power in the blood of Jesus. This is the Tuesday that the Lord has made. It is my Tuesday of blessing. It is my Tuesday of favor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Begin to prophesy upon it today. Prophesy, 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 prophesy. In the name of Jesus. This is my time. This is my day of blessing. It is my time. It is my time. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 4. The book of Exodus, chapter 4. We are going to see an account of the miracle of God. We're going to see an account of the miracle of God. From verse 1, Exodus chapter 4, from verse 1. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto him. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground. And it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hands. This same rod, Moses will later use it to part the Red Sea. Most of the great miracles that were done in the life of Moses were done through this rod. Moses was holding this rod for a very long time, but he never even knew that God is going to use this rod to accomplish a great purpose in the future. Moses was holding this rod. As a matter of fact, Moses was always leaning on this rod. Moses was always using this rod to direct the sheep. Moses was always using this rod to sometimes use it to support his leg. So as a shepherd, most of the shepherds always have a rod. And they, according to them, the purpose of this rod is to use it to direct the animals. He did not know that this rod will in future possess the power that will bring water out of a rock. He did not know that in the future, this rod can become a serpent and swallow the demonic serpent of Pharaoh. He did not know that this rod will bring sweetness into the water of Marah. He did not know that this rod will bring deliverance and escape from the holds of Pharaoh. In the name of Jesus. There are so many tools, there are so many abilities, there are so many grace, there are so many talent, there are so many ideas that God manifested in our life. So sometimes you'll be there, you see these repetitive ideas Repetitive ideas are ideas that keep repeating themselves. They keep repeating itself in our mind. No matter how we think, no matter how we imagine, these same ideas keep recurring in our mind. And most time we ignore it, but we did not know that these are probably things that God is going to use to bring transformation into our life. Sometimes things that we take for granted are things that God uses to lift people up. Sometimes the people that you do not even expect are the one that will become the chief cornerstone. You have to understand that when you look within yourself, everything that you ever need to be a fulfilled person, everything that you ever need to manifest the blessing of God, to manifest the favor of God, has already been deposited into you. There is no special grace anywhere else that is not already inside of you. There is no special grace anywhere that is not already inside of you. The moment you give your life to Christ, you become a carrier of God. You become a carrier of His Spirit. And everything we ever needed to become someone in life is already within us. You see, when God told Moses to cast the rod into the ground, and he cast into the ground and the rod became a serpent, what did Moses do? He fled, sir. He was amazed. He was surprised. He was shocked. Now, all this while, I have been holding this rod. I don't know that this rod is this powerful. You see, one thing is that if God is going to bless you, if God is going to do extraordinary things in your life, if God is going to raise your head up, He will use that which is in your hands. He will use that talent that is in within you. The Bible says that the gift of a man maketh way for him and brings him before important people. He brings him before dignitaries. You see, and we have seen it around us. You see that people of great talent are the one ruling the world. They are the one doing extraordinary things in the world. It doesn't mean that we too cannot do extraordinary things, but the problem is that most time we are so afraid and we are so doubtful of what we can achieve that many of us, we have a business ideas, we have things that we want to do, but we are waiting for someone to come and help us to bring that dream of our business to pass. Or we are waiting for some big money somewhere. The longer you wait, the longer you wait, your idea begin to depreciate. You begin to lose the passion. You begin to lose the drive to implement a specific idea. There are so many dreams that God has given to you that if you take a step of faith and you implement them, you realize that a breakthrough that you have been praying for has been in your hands all this while. All what God just want me to tell you this morning is that everything you ever needed to become whoever you want to become in life is already in your hands. God has already given them to you. God has already deposited them into you. Moses' rod will later bring deliverance to the people of Israel, but he did not know that what he carries goes beyond ordinary a shepherd rod. It's not an ordinary shepherd rod. He did not know that the rod he carries is a powerful rod that will even bring deliverance, that will even God will tell him. See, that is why even when God was doing all these miracles in the life of Moses, why was God always telling him to use his rod? He said, use your rod. And the reason being that all his life, this rod has been a support system. This rod has been a support system for Moses. He has been the support system of the prophet of God. A man who will become a prophet, who did not even understand that he will become a prophet in the future. He went through the teachings and the schools in Egypt. He didn't even know that he was going to become a special individual. When he left Egypt and he became a shepherd, he needed that rod to support himself. And if you want to understand how the rod works, how you can actually commonize the rod, you will have to understand how the Fulani people operate. You see that most of the Fulani people, anywhere they go, they have this rod with them. And I got to find out through someone close to me that most of these rods were not just rods, like, because of most of these Fulani tribes and Hausa people, most of them are rooted in idolatry. Most of these rods are actually a tradition. It's actually a tradition that each of those rods that these people carry, some of them, because of the idolatry, the nature of their religion, which is rooted in idolatry, they worship this rod, they sacrifice to this rod. Sometimes they will kill chicken and pour the blood on this rod. You see, the shepherd rod is a spiritual thing. The shepherd rod is a spiritual thing. You see, and God himself understand that, he knew that subconsciously or psychologically, Moses may have been seeing this rod as a support system. And God decided to pass through that support system that Moses had. Every progress you are looking for in life, the tool to achieve that progress is already inside of you. Every blessing that you are praying for in this life, the tool and the instrument, the machinery to bring that blessing to manifestation is already in your hands. That is why the Bible says that God will bless the works of our hands. So sometimes if we are praying for blessing, God is looking for one thing that we are doing that he can bless. So if you don't have what God can bless, it becomes a prayer. The answer to your prayer will be flying in the surface. So the reality of life is that every one of us, each and every one of us, God has put in us abilities. He has given us knowledge. He has given us skills. He has given us ideas. He has given us energies that is proportionate to the fulfillment of our destiny. And God is telling you this morning to try and explore the inner you and appreciate the inner you. Appreciate the inner you. Appreciate the inner you. Understand that there is no special grace from anywhere that is going to take you to the next level. All that you need to become who you are in life is already in you. You need to understand that you need to stop doubting yourself, because it is yourself that God will use to prepare you to the next level. You realize that even helpers, people that God brings into our life to help us, there is something they will see inside of you that they will like about you, or there is something they will desire from you that they will want to be part of. Before I round up, there is a story of a young boy that is currently flying around on the internet. This young boy, after listening to the interview that he granted, you realize that he's a struggling boy. He left the village. He was a child of his brother. They were his siblings. They were about five. No, they were about seven or so. So he left the village in search of green pasture. He came to Lagos to sort of struggle to see how to survive in life. He dropped out of school because his parents could not afford his education. He actually gained admission to a reputable university, but he is not able to proceed with his education. After his first semester, he has to return back home because the parents could not even afford anything for him. So he hit the street of Lagos and he was selling pure water. Now, just like 2 weeks that he started selling this pure water, he was on his business, on his line of duty, and he saw prisoners being conveyed in a truck, and one of the prisoner whispered to him, "Bros, please help us." And out of the small money that he got through selling pure water inside traffic. Imagine somebody who is selling pure water inside traffic. How much is he going to make? You see, sometimes in the whole day, he makes 1,000 naira as gain. And 1,000 naira is currently equivalent to like 12 cedis. Yes, approximately like 12 cedis. So a whole day, he made 12 cedis. And this young man distributed all his gains that day to the prisoner. And as he was doing it, you see, the way God works, you will not even know. As he was just doing it because he felt pity for them. And he distributed that money. Somebody was recording him. You know, we're in an age of social media. Any small thing that you do, somebody catch you recording you, it can become a blessing to you, or it can become a curse to you, depending on what you were doing. And the young man posted this video that he shot of him online. Everybody started watching it. People started circulating. People started sharing it. The next thing that you to round up the whole thing, one of the richest socialites in Nigeria saw the video, and they appreciated the spirit that was in that boy. There is an element of kindness in him, because if you could stand inside the sun from morning to night and you distributed the gain you made to prisoners, people that cannot even pay you back, people you don't even know, people you don't even have the hope of meeting for them to pay you back, that is an attribute of a great man. So at the end of the day, this socialite is sending him back to school, is removing him from the street, gave him some money, and is enrolling him back in the university. He becomes his helper. The fact, what I'm trying to bring out this morning is that if the boy did not show the kindness, he will remain in poverty for the rest of his life. His family, his generation will remain in that poverty for the rest of his life. But one act of kindness opened doors for him. That's for you to know that there is no giving that is too small that God cannot reward. You see, and the act of giving emanates from the spirit of kindness that dwells within a man. So if you are talking about breaking through, you are talking about making it in life, there is something in your hand that is like your own rod of Moses that God is going to use to catapult you to the next level. Would you explore the inner you today as you go to your businesses today? Would you explore the inner you today as you go to your workplace today? Would you do your best to use your talent where? Would you do your best to be diligent in your work, so that great people can appreciate your skills? Would you do your best to always be the best, to always give your best, to appreciate yourself and make use of the gift that God has given to you? Would you do yourself a favor and stop using your 100% of your energy to monitor other people and start comparing your life to them? You see, the more you do that to yourself, the more you waste time on God's grace, on God's blessing. You waste time and you lose out on God's grace and you lose out on God's blessing. Take advantage of what God has given to you. Appreciate what God has given to you. Stop paying attention to what others have. That is majorly one of our problems. We feel sorrow, we feel pain, we feel left behind because we pay too much attention to the things that others are having. Appreciate the one you have and pray to God to turn it to blessing. Why you are supposed to appreciate your wife, you are focusing your attention on another person's wife. Why you are supposed to appreciate your husband, you are focusing your attention on how the other man is taking care of his wife. And you are like, oh, my husband is not taking care of me like this man is taking care of his wife. You can only have what God wishes to give to you. And your husband is the gift of God to you. Your wife is the gift of God to you. The business you have right now is the gift of God to you. Stop comparing yourself to your neighbor. Because we all came from different source. And we are going to different destination. Even though we are on the same road, our journey may look the same. We are not going to the same places. Appreciate the inner you. Always do your best. Because one day, somebody will notice you. One day, God will notice you. And God will connect you to somebody. I always say it. God is not going to come down from heaven to come and promote you. God is not going to come down from heaven to come and give you the money you are looking for. It is somebody that God will use. And there is something inside of you that the person will see that will be of benefit to that person before the person will pay attention to you. It is the word of God. As you go into today, may you receive the ability to appreciate yourself. Begin with what you have. Start with what you have. And God will turn it to blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are blessed and you are highly favored. God bless you. Don't forget to claim the day before you step out. God bless you and your family. I pour the blessing and the grace of God upon you. And I declare that God will envelop you with his blessing. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. God bless you.
I believe you have been blessed by today's episode. Please subscribe to the podcast so that you can always get notified as soon as a new episode is available. For counseling and prayers, use the contact page on tempodcast.life. You can also follow me on Facebook at Apostle Timmy Evans and on Twitter at APST Timmy Evans. To support with donations, please click on the donation page on tempodcast.life and make your donation. God bless you.